The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We begin our look at the top 10 drivers of the 2013 NASCAR racing season. And coming in at number 10 is Kurt Busch, who finished 110 points back of the champion. This was a comeback season for Busch to repair his image of sorts. Although he didn't have a win, he had 11 top 5s, 16 top 10s, a pole, and only one DNF with $5 million in winnings. Here's KB.
It was a very successful season. It was something to be very, very proud of. And one of my first questions today was, where does this season rank compared to all of the others? And it's a top fiver. It might even be a top threer. It could possibly be my second best season ever, with winning, without winning. We advanced this program so far. We were 25th in points last year, and everybody always has that normal dialogue of, yeah, we're going to win races, we're going to make the chase, and we're going to compete for a championship. We did it, though. This Furniture Row single car team out of Colorado did it.
His 2013 season highlights include rock solid consistency, getting that single car Denver, Colorado-based Furniture Row Racing into their very first chase, and sitting on the pole at Darlington with a new track record. Kurt Busch is Stewart Haas Racing's number 41 car in 2014 as Martin Truex Jr. takes over that number 78 ride. And that's our look at the number 10 driver of the 2013 NASCAR season, Kurt Busch. Up next, number 9 on the final lap.